This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
Brad, James, Connor, and Tristan.
Hello, we are the Vamps, and you are listening to BFBS, the Forces Station.
Formed in 2012, and since that time, have continuously toured worldwide to sell out crowds.
This is a celebration of what the Vamps have done so far. I think that's the main thing.
They have supported the likes of Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, The Wanted, McFly, Little Mix, and Foo Fighters.
Like, we're lucky that we've been able to get to a place in our career where we headline our own shows, which is amazing. It's a dream. But we've still had a couple of moments over the past few years where we've gone and supported artists. And it's amazing because you're always learning. Like, you never stop learning.
And boast 6 billion streams on YouTube, a truckload of music awards, and certified gold albums.
Well, we obviously had always dreamed of doing it, but I think the reality is most bands only really have one or two albums. I never would have dreamed that we'd still be here 10 years on. It's kind of crazy.
This is my catch up with the Vamps.
I was walking. Go again, she got my heart again. Tonight we'll dance, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. We won't look back, take my hand and we will shine. Whoa, she needs a wild heart, she needs a wild heart, I got a wild heart.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
What's up? I'm Connor. I play bass in the Vamps.
I'm James. I play guitar and do backing vocals.
I'm Brad. I'm the singer and I play guitar in the Vamps as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us at BFBS, guys. So let's talk about it. 2012, you got together. 10 years later, you've been touring. You've been absolutely here, there and everywhere. And household names now. Did you ever think this was going to happen to you guys when you started out?
No, I think we obviously had always dreamed of doing it, but I think the reality is most bands only really have one or two albums. I like to say we've done 5.5 albums, because we've done 5 albums and then we did like an EP of like 4 songs. So yeah, never would have dreamed that we'd still be here 10 years on. It's kind of crazy.
Let's go back to those early years when you guys first met. What was the kind of draw to each other? Were you into the same thing? Did you like the same music? Like, how did it all begin?
We actually have quite different music tastes. There's a couple of bands that we all like really love, and there's like collective inspirations. But I think we got on really well as people. So we just had a similar sense of humor, similar like outlook on life. And then I think all of us growing up in our towns, we had very similar upbringings. It was like small towns and we were part of bands or we'd do stuff by ourselves. But it was always hard finding people who you felt shared that ambition and really wanted to make it into something that you could view as a life. And I think when we got together, that was a big thing, is like we all viewed this as something that we wanted to make a life out of, that we loved doing. So that's kind of always unified us.
And I mean, let's talk about the first album. You just burst onto the scene. It was like, oh, hello, they've arrived. Who was this lot? Meet the Vamps. It just kind of landed, resonated with people. I mean, if you think back to those days, is there a track that kind of made you guys go, oh, actually, I think it's happening?
I mean, our first single, I think we never expected it to do like it did. It went to number 2 in the UK and it was our first ever original song we ever put out.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh my God, yeah, fair enough. One Republic beat us to number 1, so we're still a bit like bitter about it, but we'll get them one day.
One Republic, how very dare they? I tell you what, let's get the first single on. It was the debut single. It smashed its way to number 2 on the UK singles charts. It is, of course, Can We Dance?
BFBS, original music specials.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby. I'm known to go a little too fast. Don't mind all my friends, I know they are crazy, but they're the only friends that I have. I know I don't know you, but I'd like to skip the small talk and romance, girl. That's all I have to say, so baby, can we dance? Here we go again, another drink I'm caving in, and stupid words keep falling from my mouth. You know that I mean well, my hands are meant for somewhere else. Your eyes are doing naughty butterflies.
Original Music Specials.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
You've been touring solidly for around 10 years, for about the whole time that you guys have been together. That's why you're such a brilliant live act. What do you take away from being on stage and being with your audience?
Ooh. Well, we were saying before to you, Amy, we did an underplay because we're going on tour in November and it's the greatest hits. We did a little underplay, so it was only it was like a 500 capacity venue, and we haven't like done a headline show in a venue like that in a little while. Super sweaty, super fun, but we had a chat afterwards, and I think the big thing is the connection between us and our fans, and you've got everyone in that room hopefully feeling like they're part of something that's bigger than just one person than even us four. So I think that's the thing that we try and take away, or at least instill at the beginning and throughout the show, is a sense of connection, a sense of feeling part of something and feeling accepted within something and having a good time as well. So it's an escape, I think.
As a live band, like I say, you're absolutely phenomenal on stage. What was it like when the breaks were put on throughout COVID?
It was really difficult because we kind of had... well, the makings of a world tour in the works. And well, we definitely had like a UK thing that we were going to probably take around further afield. And that was cancelled effectively. And I think for the first time ever, not really knowing when things would go back to normal was quite scary. So there was a lot of kind of having our fingers crossed for certain moments. And then when the pandemic carried on, we had to sort of postpone again and cancel and then rebook things. So it was really weird. You know, the Vamps is a touring band, and we always have been, and that's kind of what we probably enjoy the most. So to not be able to do what we do, well, hopefully do best the most, was really, really rubbish.
Did you do much writing during that time?
We did, yeah. We wrote and released an album. It was our fifth album, Cherry Blossom. And I think if we didn't have that album to work towards and work on during the pandemic, I think it was hard for so many people, wasn't it? And We were very grateful and lucky that we did have that thing to kind of latch onto. We were talking about potentially like holding back the album and being like, do we release this when we're past the pandemic? But it felt like actually this is exactly what people need at the moment, is music and a lift out of kind of where everyone is.
All right, well, let's get a feel for Cherry Blossom, the fifth album that you wrote during lockdown. And let's go with some of the singles that were released. So Chemicals, and we'll go straight into Married in Vegas from the fifth album, Cherry Blossoms, The Vamps at BFBS, the Forces Station.
Swimming in a pool of people, the only one I see is you. These bodies dancing, but it's like we're standing in an empty room. We got the love in our blood now, yeah. Feels like we're coming up now, yeah. Drowning in a pool of people. Now all I ever see is you.
can fight the feeling, feels like dreaming. I can fight the feeling, feels like dreaming. So, give me that summertime, sweet that caramel. The way that you get me high is something like chemicals.
FBS Original Music Specials.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
No good for me and my frame of mind. I think about you all the time. A pretty little thing could wreck me at 25. Just say the words and I'm all ears. Let's turn a drink to 5 years. Spend my money, oh honey, come and bleed me dry. I came here to be someone else. I found you and I found myself. Mr. Mr. I'm modern. Bet your house and I'll call this. Feels like a tiger, yo. Feels like the lowest blow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Under the neon lights, I think we might get married.
Have just joined us here at BFBS, the Forces Station. Amy Casey with you, catching up with the Vamps. Now, we just got a flavour of the fifth album, the amazing Cherry Blossom. Now, this is the one that was written during lockdown. We heard Chemicals and then straight into the amazing smash hit single, Married in Vegas. And I'm delighted that Tristan has now joined us. Hello, Tristan. How you doing?
Sorry, I'm late.
That's absolutely fine. No worries at all. So Tristan, we're looking backwards. So while you've just jumped in, let me grab you. We were talking about your very first album. If you could pick a song off that first album that you still love to perform today, what would it be?
I think Somebody to You. That's always a banger to play live.
I like that song.
Yep.
To be living like there's only me, but now I spend my time thinking about a way to get you off my mind. I used to be so tough, never really gave enough, and then you caught my eye, giving me the feeling.
in a lightning strike. Yeah, look at me now, I'm falling. I can't even talk, still stuttering. This ground of mine keeps shaking. Oh, 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 now! All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you. All I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you. Everybody's trying to be a billionaire, but every time I look at you, I just don't care. Cause all I wanna be, all I ever wanna be, yeah, yeah, is somebody to you.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Your favorite music.
Exclusive Forces content.
Brilliant Forces radio and podcasts. All in one brand new app from BFBS, where you can find incredible stories anytime from BFBS podcasts.
I remember being top cover and being so angry with everybody.
It's a good story.
A bit hard to forget, isn't it?
Tomorrow will also be victory in your day.
When you've got a caged animal, watch out, because you're going to get bit.
Stories.
History.
Documentaries.
And in-depth analysis.
With world-class audio collections anytime on the new look easy to use app from BFBS. Download or update today. Search BFBS Radio
wherever you get your apps.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
And don't forget to check out our behind-the-scenes video with the Vamps. You can head on over to Twitter at BFBS Radio HQ. Join us at BFBS Radio over on Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, at Your BFBS on TikTok. Okay, so we were talking about the fact that you guys have practically been touring solidly for about 10 years. And looking at the albums that have been released and the bands that you've played with, can you think of any highlights from different artists that you've been fortunate enough to play with on this this 10-year ride?
We spotted Taylor Swift at the O2 in 2014. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. And I think what was great there is Taylor's audience was so receptive to us. And it really helped us, I think, doing those support shows because we saw her live band every night, which was incredible. And I think we took a lot from that. In fact, I spoke to her guitarist and ended up replicating the same sort of like equipment list he had after seeing their show. So things like that were really, really good.
And what was Taylor like with you guys? Was she quite warm and welcoming? Did you have much to do with her?
She was really, really welcoming. I mean, again, that was another thing that was quite inspiring because you see this like absolute superstar, and incredible songwriter and pop star. And she was exactly that, super warm, super welcoming, had great words of advice. And to put a band like us, we were in very early stages of our career and we were still figuring things out. And believe that she saw us through. We did a cover of her song 22 on YouTube, and I think she saw that cover, and it was off the back of that that she was like, oh, come and do the O2 show. So it's really, it's just even things like that, like taking a punt on an artist that hasn't really got any track record, it was amazing. So yeah, it was a real pleasure doing those shows.
Wow. So, I mean, the pressure was on. Didn't one of you fall off stage?
Maybe.
What happened? Give us a gen. What did you do?
It's just, there's a lot of lights when you play shows, and there's like a spotlight that is in your face. So, and there's like a walkway out there. So I was walking out thinking I was really cool. And then I didn't see the end of the stage, and I just kind of walked off the edge. And that was the end of me.
Dialed it out though.
Well,
I like to think it was the beginning of you. That's what's made you into the man that you are today.
You were born.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was there a track that she played live that you really liked?
Oh, we got to do
Song Mean.
Is it Mean?
Yeah, Song Called Mean. Yeah. And she played banjo for that song, I think, which was really cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing. You, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You, picking on the weaker man. Well, you can take me down with just one single blow, but you don't know what you don't know. Someday gotta be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation, you have pointed out my flaws again as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down trying to block you out because I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay. You got pushed around, somebody made you cold, but the cycle ends right now, 'cause you can't lead me down that road, and you don't know what you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't. Is mean, yeah. Someday
be so mean.
Well, if you've just joined us, it's Amy Casey talking to the Vamps here at BFBS, the Forces Station. And we've just basically heard about Connor falling off the stage at the O2 supporting Taylor Swift, getting absolutely rinsed by the lads. But James, this is, you know, you've had your own sort of fair share of things that didn't quite go according to plan. What happened when you weren't allowed to board a flight to America? You had like explosive traces or something on your jeans. You'd done a show the night before, a big pyrotechnic show and all that sort of stuff, and they found explosives on your jeans. Tell us that, Dit.
So it was at a point where I think airport security was even higher than it is now. We did a show in Manchester and there was pyrotechnics like during the show. And I'm one of these people that really likes to be on the plane first. So while I was on my own, I was at the very front to get on the queue, and like there was like an additional screening process, and they like swabbed me, which obviously normally is fine. And they felt like their reaction was really weird, and they'd obviously never had like this happen before. So they got this like big booklet out, and we're looking, and then all of a sudden there was like two armed police that arrived with like, yeah, little, well, quite big guns actually. And I was like, this is really weird. But to be fair, they were really good, because they were talking me through, because they knew of the Vamps and knew that we'd been on stage. So they were
your
saying
bag was on stage, and that's how it got in.
So what had happened is the pyrotechnics had gone on me on stage. I'd gone into the dressing room, then packed my bag, and it had gone all in the bag, and it was this type of material that's used in explosives. The UK border would let me through, but America wouldn't let me in. So I had to literally bin everything, buy everything from scratch in the airport, and then they'd let me go through.
The best moment of the whole thing, though, was James gets to the gate early, gets first in the line, and then us three are terrible. Like, we've missed flights before. We're always the last people on the plane. And then you just see us, like, just wandering in. And he's like, cool, it's great.
So cool.
No, and then we had to take all of our equipment out and put it on the tarmac and then search it and say which bag was ours, point to it, not even touch it, whilst all the rest of the flight was just looking at us.
Yeah. It was an eventful day.
I was going to say, that must have been a bit of a squeaky bum moment. I'm not going to lie, standing there and there's armed guards looking at you and all that sort of stuff going on. It must have been a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It was. It was intense.
A lot of squeaks.
Excellent. All right, guys. So if we look back to Night and Day, when you hit number one with that album, and one of your favorite tracks from that album, what would it be?
I like a song on there. There's like the tracks on there that were really important. So like All Night was on there, and that's been a huge song for us in our career. And has helped us out.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
I've been up all night, no sleep, cause I feel like I'm always dreaming all night, no sleep. I tend to lose myself when I'm out here on my own. I never seem to get it right, but I guess that's how it goes. But ever since you came around, can't nobody hold me down. You show me how to find myself when I needed it the most.
I've been up all night, no sleep, cause I feel find my way if I don't learn to let go. The past is the past, today is today, and there's things I can't control. There's
If you have just joined us, we have been chatting with Bradley, James, Connor and Tristan, aka The Vamps, here at BFBS, the Forces Station, finding out more about the amazing collaborations. I mean, you guys have worked with Demi Lovato, Maggie Lindemann, Cigala, to name but a few, but also some of the incredible artists that you've been fortunate enough to tour with. I mean, we've already covered off Taylor Swift, but are there any other artists that you can recall, you know, performing with and just feeling a little bit starstruck?
I remember we got offered to play Invictus Games and then we found out that Foo Fighters are headlining, and I've been a Foo Fighters are one of like the bands that got me into music. So that was a really big moment because I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. So we played, I think we were like three or four bands before.
It was like Brian Adams or something as well. James Blunt.
And then got to watch him afterwards, and then it was amazing because I like got to meet Dave afterwards, which was just like huge moment. That was a really big, it's cool that like most of us have had the opportunity kind of to meet the people that have had a big inspiration on us as musicians.
Wow, what did Dave Grohl say to you? I bet you had your ears pinned back for that.
Absolutely. Well, I was quite drunk at the time, maybe, so it was bad. But he immediately offered me a shot, which I was like, this is just everything that I dreamed of.
You're never going to make it, kid. Give up.
Yeah, said, I've heard you. You ain't got it. So he actually said they did a meet and greet that day, and I kind of said who I was and about the band. And he said, oh, I know you guys. Like, there was a girl in the meet and greet that mentioned you. So you're obviously doing something right. He was like, keep going. That's awesome. You're killing it. You're doing really well. And I was like, I love you.
And what about Foo Fighters tracks? Is there one track you feel like it defines the Foo Fighters in your mind?
Ooh. It's really
Everlong.
Everlong, yes. It's a monster.
I waited here for you.
Foo Fighters Everlong as we chat with the Vamps at BFBS Forces Station. Now, I mean, an incredible artist to be able to play with at the Invictus Games as well. I'm sure that you had an amazing reception from our armed forces. But I mean, do you guys miss being like the support act, or do you prefer headlining? It's quite an amazing thing to be able to play with these incredible artists. But now you're kind of out on your own, and with the new tour coming up, this is your stadium tour. You're playing some huge venues. I mean, which one do you prefer?
Like, we're lucky that we've been able to get to a place in our career where we headline our own shows, which is amazing. Like, it's a dream. But we've still had a couple of moments over the past few years where we've gone and supported artists. And it's amazing because you're always learning. Like, you never stop learning. So we always try and position ourselves to support artists where we can watch the gig after our set and go, okay, what can we steal? What are they, how could, like, this is a, yeah, it's always a learning curve. So it's great to get to work and see artists who are, yeah, always inspiring us.
So, I mean, it wasn't all, you know, tour buses and big celebrity tours when you first started out. I imagine it was like touring around in cars and transit vans and doing all that sort of stuff, doing the hard yards. If you were on those sort of tour buses and you had like one track that you guys would play to sort of hype you up to get you ready for a gig, can you remember back and think what it would be?
Eminem.
And Eminem.
Yeah.
Spaghetti one.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps. The Vamps.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it? Let it slip.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbity choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. That is, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't pass. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity. Taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to post-mortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these losses all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father, he goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These losses don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved who flows, he knows, dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. That it don't, that don't. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity. Call rage, tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage, but I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5, and I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers, and it's no movie, there's no Mackay. This is my life, and these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
You've got so much stuff coming up. You're going to be touring from November. There's going to be people listening to this right around the Force as well. Where are they going to be able to catch you? Have you pinpointed some sort of key locations for November onwards?
So at the moment, November, December, we've just got like the UK tour locked in, but we are in the process of adding like global dates. Going to places probably that we haven't been for 4 or 5 years with the Vamps. Yeah, but we've not announced any of them yet, so we can't really, can't say.
Okay, well, we'll have to watch your social media and all that sort of stuff and keep our eyes on it. Are you excited about getting out on the road for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait. We're going to make this the best show that we've ever done.
And for your fans, what can we expect? Are you bringing anything new? Are you just dying to play one of those tracks that you know your crowd is going to sing back to you? Like, what are you looking forward to the most?
I think... being able to play all the songs together before we've done tours where it's like focused on one album. So this is a celebration of what the Vamps have done so far. I think that's the main thing. Sorry, something's stuck in my throat.
I think hissing him there is probably not going to help.
And I think that's the main, attraction to this tour. I think there's going to be a lot more budget because it's an arena tour, so we can put, you know, things into, you know, flamethrowers and fire and fireworks and screens, and it's gonna be just, yeah, like Brad said, the best tour we've ever done.
Yeah,
we've lost Connor. He's gone. Connor's out, man down. All right, guys, let me just ask, do any of you have any sort of military connections or any of your families or anything associated with the armed forces?
Currently not, but I think all of our
grandparents,
yeah, like my I did a documentary for Belgium Netflix following my great granddad's journey from D-Day through till about Germany.
Wow. Oh, my cousin's in the army.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. This year though. He's like fresh out of everything. He's like 18, so he's, yeah, a fresh one.
Little ripper.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if I said to you that you can't be rock stars anymore, you've got to go and join the military, would you join the army, the navy, or the RAF?
I get seasick.
I did like Top Gun. So RAF for me.
I think I'd do RAF.
I did like 5 years of combined cadet force. I don't know if that means anything, but that was fun. That was a really cool experience. Good discipline. I know how to fire a gun.
Two things that have served you very, very well, Tristan, I'm sure.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, look, it is a real pleasure to catch up with you. We wish you the very best of luck with the tour, and we'll keep our eyes peeled for any dates that are coming up. But before I let you go, have you got a message for the troops listening right around the world today?
Yeah, 100%. You know, nothing but respect for what everyone's doing out there for us. We appreciate it. It's a crazy world right now, but people like you really make it available for us to enjoy it without all the, you know, seeing everything that's bad in the world. So thank you very much. A massive thank you.
Yeah. Huge respect. Yeah. Sending out our best.
Look, I suppose the only thing I just wanted to dig into as far as tracks go from your latest album and what people are going to be able to see when you're out on tour, maybe some of your newer tracks that they might get to see for the first time live. What do you think you will be putting on your set list?
Oh, we're still figuring it out. So we can't give too much away. But it will be a celebration of all of the eras of the Vamps, and I think it'll be the moments that have resonated the most with people. But we are going to do a cool thing where we want to involve the fans in picking a song maybe each night, or a song that goes on the set list. So there's going to be some element where the fans get to choose a song.
Best of luck with the tour, guys. I think it's going to be so much fun. And with all of your success over the last 10 years, it's been really lovely to catch up with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Amy Casey meets the Vamps.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Sky. When the morning comes, we'll never see the
so bright. What the hell happened last night? Oh yeah, last night, think we were dancing, singing all our favorite songs. Think I might have kissed someone, and if tomorrow never comes, we had last night. Let's shut this party down and pull the building to the ground. Tonight, this kiss could be our last. Come on and raise your glass. Whoa, whoa. No, we're not going home tonight. Waiting up for the stars to shine. And we'll do it, and we'll do it, and we'll do it again. Wake up in the morning with the sunlight in my eyes. No, my head don't feel so bright. What the hell happened last night? Oh, yeah, last night, think we were dead. Someone, and if tomorrow never comes, we had last night. We do it all again, we do it all again. So bring your friend and tell a friend to be at last night. We do it all again, we do it all again. But by the end of the night, we had last night. So bright, what the hell happened last night? Oh yeah, last night, think we were dancing, singing all our favorite songs. Think I might have kissed someone, and if tomorrow never comes, we had last night.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.